Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, President Trump wants $6 million in attorney fees from Fulton County. Georgia House Speaker John Burns releases his priorities for the upcoming legislative session. And Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank addresses the disappointment of the last few seasons.
In my judgment, I felt after 2 years, Raheem and his team, and Terry after 5 years, I felt I've seen enough to know that we could do better than this.
Today is Thursday, January 8th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. President Donald Trump is seeking more than $6 million in attorney fees from the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. This stems from the election interference case against him that was dismissed. A new Georgia law allows defendants to recoup legal fees if a prosecutor is disqualified for improper conduct. The Fulton County DA, Bonnie Willis, and her office were removed because of an appearance of impropriety involving a romantic relationship she had with a special prosecutor she hired for the case. The case was tossed out in November. A spokesperson for Willis declined to comment on Trump's filing. As state lawmakers prepare for the 2026 legislative session, Georgia House Speaker John Burns is clear on what he wants to accomplish this year at the Capitol, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Burns says his three biggest priorities are improving literacy rates, reinforcing the state's medical workforce, and reducing the burden of property tax. The legislature may also revisit the school cell phone ban.
You'll see us move this session, I do believe, to ban cell phones in high schools, because so many jurisdictions around the state have already done that as well.
Legislation to ban cell phones statewide for students through eighth grade passed last year. The Georgia legislative session begins on Monday. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the state capitol.
Fulton County Commissioner Dana Barrett has announced she's running for Georgia Secretary of State. Barrett, a Democrat, this morning joined a primary field that includes at least three other candidates. Barrett was elected commissioner in 2022 and has been vocal about election integrity. Current Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is running for governor. State lawmakers joined a team of volunteers this morning to assemble opioid overdose kits for Georgia's public schools. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains the kits will be sent across the state.
Over 2,400 schools in Georgia will receive opioid overdose kits with four doses of naloxone, the overdose reversal drug. The effort is a collaboration between the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities and the State Department of Education. State Superintendent Richard Woods says they're also focused on training several people in schools to know how to use the kits.
Every minute counts, and if I'm having to figure out, you know, what should I do or how should I use it, then that's time I'm losing. And this is time that is very critical for any child or for any individual that's within our schools.
The kits are part of Wesley's Law, which took effect last year. It requires all schools and most government buildings to make naloxone available in a secure location. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff is hailing a new law that strengthens oversight of potential cuts to military hospitals and clinics. The National Defense Authorization Act became law last month with a provision that requires military officials to explain how service members, families, and retirees would receive care if any military hospital or clinic is modified or downsized. An Ossoff statement on the law yesterday comes as the Trump administration reportedly considers reductions at the Army Hospital at Fort Gordon in Augusta. The sheriff of Chatham County says he's investigating claims of wage theft at an IHOP in Savannah. Sheriff Richard Coleman said in a video shared on social media yesterday that a tearful restaurant employee approached him with the complaint while he was eating there.
As she came forward, more ladies came for, more waitresses who were working there came for. Even some workers are now saying they haven't been paid in weeks and weeks of receiving their paycheck. Some in days, some in weeks. I mean, this is ridiculous. If somebody's going to work, you need to find your way of paying them, because you won't get away with it here in Chatham County.
He says the employee was fired minutes after he left the restaurant. Coleman says he plans to secure warrants, send investigators to question the restaurant's manager, and contact the company's corporate office. A request for comment from IHOP's media relations team was not immediately returned. One of the co-founders of Atlanta craft brewery Monday Night Brewing is stepping down after 15 years as CEO. Jeff Heck said yesterday co-founder Joel Iverson will take over the chief executive role while he focuses on a new venture capital firm. Monday Night is one of the state's largest craft breweries, with 6 locations in Georgia and 3 other neighboring states. A new shipping service is expected to strengthen supply chains between the Port of Savannah and Latin America and the Caribbean. The Georgia Ports Authority and Seaboard Marine today announced the return of direct weekly service to Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and other destinations. The first northbound sailing arrived in Savannah yesterday. And in other business news, Georgia turned around 3 straight months of job losses in November, but only slightly. The State Department of Labor reported Wednesday that Georgia added about 1,000 jobs in November, with a jobless rate of 3.5%. A University of Georgia economic outlook released last month predicted the unemployment rate would rise to 4.1% in 2026, with an elevated risk of recession. In Georgia sports, Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank says he takes responsibility for the disappointment that fans have felt over the past several seasons. In his first news conference since firing the team's coach and general manager on Sunday, Blank today said that he believed the Falcons are capable of getting to another level. The sackings of coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot came after 8 losing seasons. Blank says his final decision wasn't a light switch, but a phased process.
In my judgment, I felt after 2 years with Raheem and his team, and Terry after 5 years, I felt I've seen enough to know that we could do better than this.
He confirmed that former Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan will interview for the newly created front office position of president of football. The person in that role is expected to be involved in the search for a new coach and general manager. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. We always remind you to check our webpage, gpb.org/news, for the latest news updates from around Georgia and many of the stories that you hear on the podcast in greater detail. We also recommend that you hit subscribe on this podcast so you never miss an episode. And send feedback our way. We welcome suggestions and comments at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll be back with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.